I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. In response to Bangladesh's major terrorist attack last year, the government recently began cracking down on religious organizations in the country. FMI's Bruce Allen explains.
In talking with members of our national leadership team, they're telling me up to 200 organizations that had been operating, Christian NGOs, were in effect shut down by the government in Bangladesh.
The crackdown specifically targets foreigners in Bangladesh working with religious organizations. Thankfully, since FMI deals directly and exclusively with national church planters, it hasn't been affected. However, this crackdown has a catch. If ministries and NGOs are providing non-religious services, which are available to everyone, they can keep working in Bangladesh. So please pray for FMI's continued ability to partner with church planters and to support and encourage them. Learn more at missionnews.org. And Deaf Bible Society recently traveled to Colombia to support sign language Bible translation. Deaf Bible's president J.R. Bucklew says they met a few deaf believers there, including a man named Jose, who was language deprived as a child and didn't learn sign language till his 20s.
Not long after he learns to communicate, he meets a deaf evangelist. And this deaf evangelist begins to tell him the gospel story. And Jose, of course, is telling us this, and he's starting to weep as he says, "I didn't know how to talk to anyone. I learned what my language was. I was given my heart language. And because of that, I came to know who this precious Jesus is."
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. Get yours when you click the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dot Morris.